Now, there are two types of effect which we have already discussed. See, they are always connected. You are studying consumer behavior. So, there may be some topics which would be repeated. Because law of demand is derived from indifference curve analysis. So, in indifference, we had discussed about this. We are again mentioning it, that the reason for this downward sloping demand curve is the income effect and substitution effect. You already have studied this before. Just a recap or a revision once again. What is income effect? Income effect is connected with purchasing power. Income effect will always take place when the consumer has more income, or in demand we say if the price of the product increases. So when the product price increases, the purchasing power of the consumer falls. So when the purchasing power of the consumer falls, the consumer cannot be on that same level of same standard of living, right? Or at the same level of satisfaction. So whenever the product's price increases, what will the consumer do? Buy less. So with the increase in price, the consumer is buying less of the quantity. We say this is an income effect of price rise. Another is substitution effect. If substitution effect is stronger, the consumer, what will the consumer do? Stop buying the product whose price has gone up and substitute it for a cheaper product. So if you are talking about, let's say a particular cooking oil, if the price of that cooking oil goes up, then income effect mein kya hoga? The customer will prefer to have less quantity of that cooking oil. But because cooking oil is a necessity product, and there is a quantity, minimum quantity jo customer consume karta hai, so what the consumer will do, the consumer will may switch over to substitution effect. अगर उसके केस में सब्स्टिट्यूशन इफेक्ट स्ट्रॉन्गर है तो वो उस कुकिंग ऑयल को रिप्लेस करेगा विद अनदर सब्स्टिट्यूट विच में बी लो प्राइज्ड. हाँ, बट यहाँ पर प्रॉब्लम है, लो प्राइस डज नॉट मीन गुड क्वालिटी. सो सब्स्टिट्यूशन इफेक्ट इज वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग इन केस ऑफ पीपल विद लो इनकम ग्रुप्स. बट वेर एज पीपल हु हैव अ बेसिक स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग, ओके, एंड दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू anyway compromise on it, then they will bring a income effect. Income effect means they will buy less of the quantity. Now you will be thinking ki how can it happen in case of necessities, right? Exactly. In case of necessities, we will never have what is called as income effect, but we have what is called as substitution effect. People will look for something which is comparatively cheaper. In case of income effect, you will find that very strong for comforts. If the price of, let's say, hotel food goes up, then people may prefer to have less of hotel food in the duration of time. So we say income effect is stronger. Substitution effect can only happen in case of comforts and luxuries. Okay, if you are buying, let's say, a very high quality gold, or you are talking about something like entertainment. So instead of going for movies always outside, you may prefer to have movie, watch your movie on some of the online streaming, online streaming apps which are available like Netflix and Amazon Prime and so on, rather than going to a movie theater. So remember students, in consumer behavior, it's very important that when the consumer's incomes are changing, and when the consumers, the prices of the products are changing, then what effect is stronger will decide on how the consumer is going to change their buying behavior. So let's understand which are these exceptions to the law of demand. The very first exception is expectations of future changes in price and speculation. Here we are talking about a case where the law will not be valid. This is for people who are into speculation. They are the people who are traders, who are popularly called as speculators, like stock market brokers, gold market traders, foreign exchange brokers and so on. See, if they expect ki future mein price badhne wala hai, even today if the prices are rising, they will still buy more at rising price. They will still invest in stocks at rising price, anticipating ki future mein price badalne wala hai. Kyunki future mein price badalne wala hai, तो आज अगर प्राइस बढ़ गया तो भी हम आज ज्यादा खरीदेंगे, सो दैट वी आर सेविंग आवरसेल्फ फ्रॉम फ्यूचर हाई प्राइस. तो यहाँ पर लॉ ऑफ डिमांड फेल्स, क्योंकि हायर प्राइस पे भी वो लोगों का डिमांड हाई है, द डिमांड हैज नॉट कम डाउन. द सेकेंड केस जहां पर लॉ ऑफ डिमांड डज नॉट होल्ड गुड इज गिफेन्स पैराडॉक्स. गिफेन्स पैराडॉक्स कनेक्टेड विद और रिलेटेड विद अ वेरी फेमस इकोनॉमिस्ट सर रॉबर्ट गिफेन. सर रॉबर्ट गिफेन ऑब्जर्व्ड इन द मार्केट ऑफ इंग्लैंड इन केस ऑफ टू प्रोडक्ट्स, ब्रेड एंड मीट. नाउ ब्रेड वॉज अ लो प्राइज्ड प्रोडक्ट, मीट वॉज अ सुपीरियर प्रोडक्ट. He found that when the prices of bread, which is a low price product, had fallen or had started going down, people did not prefer to have more of bread. And that arose, there was a curiosity in Robert Giffen ki why is the law of demand not operating in case of bread? Kyunki jab bread ka price kam hua, तो एज पर लॉ ऑफ डिमांड जब भी प्राइस कम होगा द क्वांटिटी डिमांडेड शुड राइज. लेकिन दिस वॉज नॉट ऑब्जर्व्ड. सो ही रियलाइज्ड दैट पीपल प्रेफर टू सेव मनी, कीप ऑन कंटिन्यूइंग द सेम क्वांटिटी ऑफ ब्रेड दैट दे वर, एंड विद दैट सेव्ड मनी. सेव कैसे हुआ मनी? क्योंकि प्राइस कम हुआ ना, ब्रेड का प्राइस कम हुआ तो दे आर सेविंग सम मनी नाउ, क्योंकि वो सेम क्वांटिटी ब्रेड खरीद रहे. सो अगर ब्रेड का प्राइस $5 है और अगर वो $5 से $2 हो गया है, सो या £5 से £2 हुआ है, तो हाउ मच आर दे सेविंग? £3. मतलब वो £3 वो सेव कर रहे हैं बिकॉज प्राइस ऑफ ब्रेड हैज कम डाउन. तो व्हाट ही ऑब्जर्व कि लोग वो पैसा सेव करके देन दे हैव डिसाइडेड टू सब्स्टिट्यूटेड फॉर समथिंग कॉल्ड एज मीट. तो एक दिन वो लोगों ने जाके सोचा कि चलो अभी हम लोग मीट खरीदते और हम वो खाते. तो यहाँ पर क्या हुआ, गिफेन कंसेप्ट आ गया. रॉबर्ट गिफेन सेड इसका मतलब मीट इज अ सुपीरियर प्रोडक्ट एंड ब्रेड इज समथिंग कॉल्ड एज इन्फीरियर प्रोडक्ट. एंड उसके बाद दिस कंसेप्ट कॉल्ड गिफेन पैराडॉक्स गॉट पॉपुलराइज्ड. सो बहुत बार गिफेन पैराडॉक्स सिचुएशन आता है इन द you can say in the market when the prices are falling. तो जब Giffen paradox आता है तो तब क्या होता है, तब law of demand fails. Because in Giffen paradox, all those products जहाँ पर fall in price will not lead to increase in demand are considered as Giffen goods. So एक term आ गया Giffen goods. Today we try to look in the market what are Giffen goods so that we can categorize Giffen goods, differentiate Giffen goods from the normal goods and superior goods. So like for example, the basic phones. Today we are in the market of smartphones, iPhones. So ye jo basic keypad wale phone hai, they are falling under Giffen's paradox. Means when they are high priced, people will not buy. If they are high priced, the market demand will not pick up. Even if they are low price, people will not increase their demand because they are being not purchased or the purchase is very less. Unka jo market market penetration hai ya unka market jo capturization hai wo bahut limited hai because there are already better quality superior products which are meeting the market demand. So you can find in electronics Giffen goods, you can find all those products which are sold on the roadside, they are also coming under Giffen's paradox. They are very, very low priced, okay? They will never have a larger market capture except for the low priced or low income groups. Students, the third exception to the law of demand is called as qualitative changes. When you talk about qualitative changes, we say price. इकोनॉमिस्ट से प्राइस इज अ यार्ड स्टिक फॉर क्वालिटी ऑफ अ कमोडिटी. मतलब कोई भी प्रोडक्ट का अगर क्वालिटी समझना है तो उसका यार्ड स्टिक है प्राइस. इफ द प्राइस इज टेकन एज यार्ड स्टिक, तो जैसे ही प्रोडक्ट का प्राइस कम होना शुरू होता है, इट इज अ क्विक सिग्नल दैट द प्रोडक्ट क्वालिटी इज ऑल्सो फॉलिंग फॉर सम पीपल. सो दिस इज एक्सेप्शन ना. सो एक्सेप्शन में क्या होगा, there are people who may refuse to buy products which are low priced, and therefore today companies have to keep that price margin just because they don't want the consumer to think that the company has compromised with the quality by bringing down the price, like Apple, BMW. You will find that there are some exclusive branded products whose prices will never be coming down to a large extent, because for those companies, a fall in price would be like a setback, as many customers prefer the products because of quality and they are willing to pay high price for that quality, right? This also happens in airline services, okay, who will never compromise, or who will never, you'll never find them giving discount offers to a large extent to its customers. The next exception to the law of demand is price illusions. Now, what is illusion? Illusion is something imaginary, something that you just imagine. So in price illusion, today's customers in the modern world, they are said to be governed by price illusion. जैसे मैंने अभी क्वालिटी के बारे में बताया, सो द डॉक्टर्स हु चार्ज द हाईएस्ट फीस, द कॉस्मेटिक सर्जन्स हु चार्ज द हाईएस्ट फीस, द हार्ट स्पेशलिस्ट हु चार्ज द हाईएस्ट फीस आर कंसिडर्ड एज हाईली प्रोफेशनल एंड हाईली स्किल्ड. सो व्हेन इट कम्स टू मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट, मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम कंज्यूमर्स गो बाय दिस प्राइस इल्यूशन. द हाईएस्ट चार्ज्ड हाईएस्ट फीस डॉक्टर और हाईएस्ट फीस प्रोफेशनल इज डेफिनेटली गोइंग टू गिव अस बेटर क्वालिटी. सो दैट इज एन एक्सेप्शन टू द लॉ ऑफ डिमांड. यू हैव द नेक्स्ट एक्सेप्शन कमिंग अप विच इज कॉल्ड एज डिस्प्ले ऑफ स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग. टुडे वी आर इन द वर्ल्ड वेयर डेमॉन्स्ट्रेशन इफेक्ट इज वेरी स्ट्रांग. ऑलवेज पीपल वॉन्ट टू डिस्प्ले देयर स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग, whether it's relatives, whether it's colleagues, whether it's friends, or whether it's society. There is one particular festival in your society and see how well-dressed people would like to come with the best attire, with the best jewelry. You go to marriage parties and ceremonies, you will find display of standard of living to a very large extent. These all are coming under exception to the law, because the people who prefer to maintain a standard of living will never compromise on price. They will always be selecting those products, those services which are highly priced. So they are an exception to the law of demand. And there are n number of products, from cars to jewelry to ethnic wear to electronics, office infrastructure, and we have it's unlimited, right? Especially household furniture. In fact, even your household paint can be connected with display of standard of living. So with that, we have completed one part of what you talk about, the law of demand, the exceptions. Now, from all this, what is a consumer looking for? The consumer is always looking for that surplus. So this is a very, very practical concept, consumer surplus, which is connected with the consumer's willingness to buy. Okay, you remember that demand ka concept? Demand is what? Just recollect. What is demand? Desire, ability, and willingness. Correct? Desire, ability to pay, and willingness to buy. Ab ye jo ability to pay or willingness to buy ke beech ka jo antar hai, that will somewhere take us closer to this topic called consumer surplus. अब consumer surplus का मतलब है a price a consumer is ready to pay minus the price he actually pays. हम इसको buyer surplus इसके लिए बोल रहे हैं because कभी कभी you are ready to pay the highest price for the product, but आपको वो product luckily discount में मिल जाता है. So you are the first to grab it. हुआ है आपके साथ? Yes. So that time, you will come across this situation of benefit, feeling that benefit. Oh, wow, I could get this in a discount. I'm so lucky. I'm so happy. This concept of consumer surplus was developed in 1844. Imagine, 18th century, 17th, 18th century. And it is measuring the social benefit of public goods. Actually, consumer surplus concept was applicable to only public goods. Now, what are public goods? Public goods are those which are enjoyed by many. We don't pay for it, but we enjoy the benefits. Though we are willing to pay, but we don't actually pay that much amount. So whether it is national highways, bridges, canals, whatever government facilities which we are getting, like going by the government buses, public transport jisko bolte, You may be willing to pay a high price, but you are actually paying less. So that time you are all enjoying this consumer benefit or consumer surplus. It is a very, very important tool in a subject called welfare economics. Welfare economics is what as collectively we are going to get the benefit in the society. Okay, very popular, especially when the government has to frame policies. See, whenever government is giving any type of subsidy on public utility services, then government should be concerned about consumer surplus. How much the consumer are willing to pay, ready to pay, and how much we will make them pay so that they are able to enjoy this surplus or this benefit. Very strong concept related to public utility services. Now look at the price that you pay for a ticket for traveling from India, from one place of India to anywhere. Look at the network of railways. So many people are traveling and using the rail network to travel from one destination to the other. They are all paying a very, very low price. You will realize this whenever there is any type of sudden emergency coming up. We avail those services by paying double the price. Aur tab hume realize hote hai, are wo kitna sasta hai. Yes, you take a Ola and Uber from one destination to other in Mumbai. Look at the price that you pay, of course, for the comfort. But if you are traveling by a public utility transport, I'm sure you are getting a very big difference. So ye hota hai consumer surplus. And this is very useful, especially in developing countries. Countries like India, where you still have a large percent of people who are living below the poverty line. Hamare day-to-day life mein bhi hume consumer surplus milta hai. Hamare day-to-day life mein bhi we are getting some consumer surplus. Jaise maine kaha, ek discount offer on very well-branded, international branded clothes or shoes or shampoos or accessories. Jahan bhi discount offers hai, what you are actually paying and what you actually you are ready to pay and you actually pay. I think this takes you to discount stores very often. Amazon, Flipkart, festival offers. I think they are all capturing this consumer surplus psychology. And therefore, they have a very large number of online buyers today. This is a diagram, students, which tells you to understand in a pictorial form what a consumer surplus would look like in a diagrammatic or a graphical manner. In this diagram, we have measured price on the y-axis and commodity on the x-axis. You can see that this is the price, right? So at this price, the consumer is buying, let's say, OX quantity. Now this area, that is A area will always be called as the consumer surplus, because the point which is lying on the y-axis, that is this point will be the point that is the price, the highest price which the consumer is willing to pay. Let's say there is some auction or there is some product which the customer, let's say a property, a customer is willing to pay this much price for the property, but due to certain government strategy or due to certain government policy, the market prices have come down to P price. So that distance, that gap which is called this triangle A, will represent consumer surplus. Matlab jo price market mein set hota hai, us price ke upar ka jo bhi price hoga, that will take the customer to a consumer surplus. Okay? But though consumer surplus seems to be a very, very practical concept, still there are many limitations or difficulties which this concept has faced. Like if you see here, we are discussing the difficulties or the limitations of the concept of consumer surplus. So what are the difficulties? First, it is difficult to measure the marginal utility of different units of a commodity consumed by a person. Ab yahan par hum ek concept lekar aate hain, marginal utility. What is marginal utility? The additional benefit that you get from buying an additional unit of a commodity. Consumer surplus does not talk anything about the utility or the satisfaction that the customer is going to get. Kya pata customer jo price pe product khareed raha hai, wo price pe milne wala satisfaction less ho? it's not related with anything to do with utility. Second point says, for necessary goods, the marginal utility is very large. Matlab, agar like a ambulance service or a medical service, wahan par customer consumer surplus nahi dekhega. In fact, wahan par to customer highest price pay karta hai. He's ready to pay the highest price and actually pays also. So how can you relate it with necessity products? Okay. Third point says that there are many substitutes which are available. Suppose if the customer finds that the market price is very high, okay, and why will the customer look for that product with the highest price and rather prefer to look for cheaper products which are substitutes? So availability of substitutes is also affecting consumer surplus. Deriving the utility scale for prestigious goods. What about diamonds? Diamonds will, the customer will never get those very precious diamond at a low price. So does this mean that there is no consumer surplus? What if the consumer derives maximum utility by buying a very prestigious diamond? There the customer surplus is out of question because the customer is willing to pay the highest price. Fifth limitation of consumer surplus is that you cannot, this is a theoretical concept. There is no money term. We say this is the price that he wants to pay. This is the price that he is actually paying. We are not at all talking about the marginal utility of money. That every rupee that the, what is utility of money? Jo paisa hum kharcha karte, usse milne wala satisfaction is equal. So consumer surplus fails to connect the concept where price is used while the customer is buying the product, but price is not linked with the marginal utility of the product and the price of the product. This concept is purely a very theoretical concept. It is not measurable in money terms. Okay, it is only saying what the customer pays, what he is willing. Now, how to know what is the amount that the customer is ready to pay? Come on, let's come to the basic concept. So these things becomes little difficult, and therefore the limitations are very large for consumer surplus. Now, after you have understood this whole theory of consumer behavior, we have understood that customers are price sensitive. Price is a very, very strong variable impacting the consumer buying behavior. Consumer is looking at something called as the price that he is willing to pay, the price which he actually pays. Now we come to a question where we are revolving around understanding the impact of this price on the demand. How much? Can the impact of changing prices on demand be measured? Yes. That takes us to this concept which you already see here, elasticity of demand. When you talk about elasticity of demand is for any change in price. For any change in price, demand may change proportionately, more than proportionately, less than proportionately. It may not change at all or change infinitely. So, iska matlab hai, how much the demand changes to a change in price. When we try to measure this change, we are using a mathematical concept called elasticity of demand or price elasticity of demand. The symbol is EP, price, P for price, E for elasticity. So what is this price elasticity of demand? Because abhi humne discuss kiya related to price and consumer. See, the previous slides that we have discussed recently were all revolving around the relationship between price and demand. So that relationship, when we mathematically try to measure, it takes us to a concept of elasticity of demand. So elasticity or price elasticity of demand, very popularly called, is the responsiveness of demand to a change in price. Okay? So see here, you can see the formula. Price elasticity of demand is the degree of responsiveness of quantity demanded to a change in price. You have this formula, students, where the demand change in percentage will always be in the numerator. Remember that. So percentage change in demand always has to be in the numerator, percentage change in price in the denominator. So hum isko kaise study karte? Degree of responsiveness. Degree matlab how much percent, how much proportion. Responsiveness matlab price, demand is a dependent variable. Price badla isliye logon ka purchasing behavior badla. So how much impact does the price have on the demand of any given product when we try to measure it mathematically in the form of this fraction, we have price elasticity of demand formula working. The same thing I have just elaborated here, percentage change in demand upon this triangle stands for change. We call it delta. QD is quantity demanded. X is any X commodity. Percentage change in C. You can see that both numerator and denominator mein we have written the letter X. Matlab, if I'm talking about the percentage change in the price of Netflix, then how much would be the consumption of Netflix? How much the subscription of Netflix would be affected? That will be considered in X. Matlab, aapko ek hi product lena. You have to only talk about one product. Change in the price of one product and its impact on the demand of the same product. Okay? When you use this formula, it may result into various answers. On the basis of the answer that you get here, the answer that you get will be called coefficient value. Suppose, students, I say that the price is changing by 5% and the demand is also changing by 5%. So price is changing by 5%, demand is changing by 5%. What will be your answer? 5 divided by 5. So 5 divided by 5, what will be your answer? 1. Barabar? So that 1 will stand for what? 1% change. Matlab, for every 1% change in price, the demand is also changing by 1%. Correct? You can write it down. As you listen to my lecture, you can keep a notepad with you so that what I am explaining, if you write it down, there will be much more memory storage of the content that you are listening. Aapko ye ek mathematical concept hai. So you should always have numbers in your mind when you are trying to study or read or listen to price elasticity of demand concept. So whenever you are reading a newspaper and you come across some percentage of price numerical value, start applying in the formula. 3% change in the price of movie tickets. So if there's a 3% change in the price of movie tickets leading to 6% change in the sales. Sales ka matlab demand. So how much the movie prices tickets have changed? Now change word may not be there. They might be saying fall or rise. But that doesn't matter. You can just fit it into the numerical value. We are purely going by the thumb rule that the relation between price and demand is inverse. So if there is a 3% change in price, let's say 3% fall in price, then 6% is the rise in demand for movie tickets. Like recently we had this Amitabh Bachchan movie week, okay, where, and then there was this National Cinema Day where the ticket price was 75 rupees. Barabar? So actual price kya hai ticket ka, let's say 250, 350, 450. Abhi 400 ka ticket, the price have drastically come down to 75 rupees. So what you will do is, you will measure ki 400 se 75 kitna percent hua. Fir aapko ye dekhna hai ki 400 ke price pe what was the movie ticket sale. You must get, without data you cannot use this formula. Are you getting it? So percentage has to have a numerical value so that you can use it in this fraction and get the desired answer. नाउ द थियोरी टेल्स यू कि आपका वैल्यूज के ऊपर आपका आंसर डिसाइड मतलब डिपेंड करेगा. लाइक इफ आई से 3% प्राइस हैज चेंज्ड एंड डिमांड हैज चेंज्ड बाय 6%, 3% चेंज इन प्राइस इज लीडिंग टू 6% चेंज इन डिमांड, व्हाट आंसर विल यू गेट? तो सबसे पहले यू शुड नो वेयर आर यू गोइंग टू सब्स्टिट्यूट 6 एंड वेयर सब्स्टिट्यूट 3, करेक्ट? सो डिमांड इज 6%, सो यू विल राइट 6/3, व्हाट विल बी योर आंसर? 2, करेक्ट? नाउ द आंसर विल वेरी. सपोज मैंने उसको रिवर्स कर दिया, आई से 3/6. इफ आई से 3/6, व्हाट आंसर विल यू गेट? 0.2, बराबर? सो यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग? सो वॉट एवर आंसर यू गेट, द आंसर मे लीड टू डिफरेंट कोएफिशिएंट. सो द एक्सट्रीम विल बी 0, मिनिमम विल बी 0, मैक्सिमम वुड बी इन्फिनिटी. तो उसी को हम बोलते हैं, नेक्स्ट यू सी हियर, टाइप्स ऑफ प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड. द टाइप्स ऑफ प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड विल डिपेंड ऑन द कोएफिशिएंट आंसर दैट यू गेट इन द फॉर्मूला ऑफ प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड. तो अगर हमारा आंसर है 1, अगर हमारा आंसर आता है 1, देन वी से इट इज अ यूनिटरी इलास्टिक डिमांड कैटेगरी. वी से डिमांड इज यूनिटरी इलास्टिक. अब यूनिटरी इलास्टिक डिमांड मीन्स परसेंटेज और प्रपोर्शनेट चेंज इन प्राइस, प्रपोर्शनेट चेंज इन डिमांड इज एग्जैक्टली सेम. 5% प्राइजेस बदले तो 5% ही मार्केट में डिमांड बदला. इट्स अ थियोरिटिकल कॉन्सेप्ट बिकॉज एग्जैक्ट इक्वलिटी इज इम्पॉसिबल टू अटेन. सो द डायग्राम इज लाइक योर नॉर्मल डिमांड ग्राफ. सी हियर, डाउनवर्ड स्लोपिंग. ऑलवेज रिमेंबर, डिमांड विल बी मेजर्ड ऑन एक्स, price will be measured on y. Unitary elastic demand graph, keep in your memory, downward sloping, convex to the origin. Suppose if our answer is less than 1, if it's not exactly 1, let's go to the little bit less of 1 category, that is 0.1 se lekar 0.9 tak. Agar hamara answer is lying from 0.1 to 0.9, then we say it is a case of relatively inelastic demand. What is the meaning of relatively inelastic? It means that the proportionate change in demand is less than proportionate change in price. So demand is less reactive. See, price is bringing less than proportionate change. Matlab change in demand is less than the change in price. To understand this, look at the diagram here. All relatively inelastic demand products will have a very steep slope demand graph that you see here. If you look at this demand graph, it's very clear that the changes in prices are going to be always larger than the changes in demand. Because if you see this graph, it's only lying between the region 10 to 30. That means quantity from 10 units to 30 units. But look at the price, it's from 100 till 70, 60. So if you take this working also, you will be able to get the answer less than 1. So relatively inelastic demand mein kya hota hai? The change in demand will always be greater than change in demand will always be greater than the change in price. So what you will do, students, you will have to take this calculation in mind. Okay, so relatively inelastic demand is a case where the change in demand will always be less than the change in price. The exact opposite of that is relatively elastic demand, the third type of price elasticity. Actually, there is no numbering, this will be first, this will be second. Okay, it all depends on the answer that we derive. What if our answer is greater than 1? If we get the answer greater than 1, then it is a clear sign that the percentage change in demand is going to be greater than the percentage change in price. So the proportionate change in demand will be greater than the proportionate change in price. So we said demand is overreactive. Consumers are reacting to the change in price. And that is a case of relatively elastic, more responsive. Look at the graph. The graph is very flatter in slope. Flatter in slope ka matlab hai ki yahan par ab dekho, jo change in price it is lying between 90 to 50, 60. Lekin change in demand is moving from 10 to hundreds. So a very flatter slope graph for elastic demand. So the responsiveness of demand will always be greater than the proportionate change in price. Then a case where the demand does not respond, a zero, a case where your answer will be zero. Now, first of all, you have to think when your answer will be zero. What is our formula of price elasticity of demand? Percentage change in demand upon percentage change in price. तो अपना जो परसेंटेज चेंज इन डिमांड है ओके सपोज हमारा परसेंटेज चेंज इन डिमांड है जीरो ना जीरो डिवाइड बाय एनी नंबर जीरो डिवाइड बाय एनी नंबर विल गिव यू जीरो सो जीरो का मतलब होता है कि चेंज इन प्राइस हैज ब्रिंगिंग नो इम्पैक्ट ऑन डिमांड ये कब होगा जब द प्रोडक्ट इज समथिंग विच द कस्टमर इज नॉट गोइंग टू बाय मोर इवन एट लेस और हाई प्राइस मेडिसिन People will not say, okay, let me have more medicines because they are cheaper. But people can have more chocolates if they are cheaper, right? So perfectly inelastic is where the services will never be taken more or consumed more even if the prices are like food. If the food becomes cheaper, we are not going to increase our appetite by eating more because sasta hai. There is a finite quantity that you are going to consume. So that is a case of perfectly inelastic demand. Look at the diagram. It's a vertical line parallel to the y-axis. So perfectly inelastic demand mein, the demand curve is a straight perpendicular line parallel to the y-axis, which is called as a vertical line. Here the demand is going to be constant. So if there are 50 Let's say the demand, we convert it into 50,000 consumers who are preferring a particular diabetic medicine. So the number of consumers preferring to buy that medicine is 50, irrespective of the price. They will not consume more if the prices fall or they consume less if the prices go up for that particular drug. Thank you.